Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
My producer, Maria Devereaux, is here to tell you what she has been seeing on her screens. And what kind of things have you been seeing?
So, I have two TV shows.
Okay.
And then a little hack that might keep... It's not a hack. It's like an activity.
Okay.
That might keep the kids entertained for a while.
Helpful.com.
In the sunshine.
Yeah.
First TV show is on Channel 4 on Friday at 10 o'clock. And it's called The Never Mets.
Episode
1, Season 1. And basically it's about people who have fallen madly in love online.
Yeah.
With somebody that they've obviously never met before.
Of course.
And they're in a relationship. And they're now taking the big step to go and meet the person that they're in the relationship with.
Right.
And they're going to live with them for a little while. And they're going to see, kind of meet their family, have a look at their life,
yeah.
You know, see, are we going to gel really well or
that's
not?
That's the thing, like, I mean, you can, I don't know if anyone even think of your, if you go back to the days and you're using Twitter, probably a little bit less nowadays, but Twitter or Instagram or, you have a group of people that you know. Like, for example, I walked in to do a podcast, I was a guest on a podcast the other day. I walked into this building in the middle of Dublin City and I just, it was a guy making a cup of tea in the kitchen or whatever, and I looked at him, I looked at his t-shirt and God, he's very stylish, got cool hair, and he turned around and it's this guy David that I've met probably twice in my life, but I interact with probably twice a week, and so, and like, we literally gave each other a massive hug. Now I've met him before, but I hadn't met him in years.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's so good to see you, you know, in real life as opposed to my relationship with you.
We talk all the time.
It's just virtual.
Yeah.
Obviously with a lot of you guys, you know, who are listening now, my relationship with you, Maria's relationship with you, whatever, we talk to each other from the radio or on social media, whatever. Yeah. And then when we meet, I love that. It's so exciting to meet someone.
Well, and some of these people are going to have to, it's not just like within the same country, like they're going to have to travel. Because it could be somebody in the US, could be someone in Australia, could be somebody in England.
So
whatever.
It's following them when they eventually decide to meet the people they've actually never met, even though they're in a relationship.
Yeah,
gotcha,
exactly.
Gotcha.
So, and they're madly in love with them.
Mm. Oh, right, so all those kind of relationships.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
So that's Channel 4. It's called The Never Mets on Friday at 10 o'clock.
Sorry, just on that 1 second. I know I'm distracting everyone just really quickly. I saw an amazing thing online where a group of lads played some kind of online computer game together, right? And like through the years, again, all over the country, it was in the US, all over the different places, whatever. And then for your man's 40th, your woman, his missus, invited them all to me. And they'd never met in real life. And like they were all just bawling, crying when they walked in. Because they were just like, they played for like 10 years together in this game, but they never met. So that stuff just reminded me of that.
They were bawling.
They were literally bawling, crying.
You'd walk in, you go, nope. You walk back out again. Everyone's just bawling. Another TV show coming on Wednesday to Netflix called Buying London. So this is based off Selling Sunset.
Oh, hilarious. Selling Sunset, Buying London. Okay.
Yeah. And there's Buying Beverly is another one attached to one of the housewives and blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
But this one's called Buying London. Daniel Daggers is the guy running the show. So he's the head of the agency.
Right.
And then there's all different sellers, you know, that will deal with the different clients property all around London. So this is all the luxury properties for sale around London that this agency look after. It'll be based on the same kind of, you know, the drone footage of the properties and the speedy camera shots inside, so you'll get a look inside of what they're selling.
Let's face it, I know there's so much drama in Selling Sunset and all that, but ultimately what you're watching for is to see what $5 million will buy you in Beverly Hills.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you want to see what London, some of those houses that Russian oligarchs go buying up are just unbelievable.
Well, he's the guy that runs it, Daniel Daggers, he goes by the nickname Mr. Super Prime online, so all his socials are Mr. Super Prime. But he sold like $5 billion worth of property.
Oh my God.
To all the rich people in London. But some of the agents, right, that work for him, you might know from other things. So Rosie Walden was in Made in Chelsea in 2019.
I love the way you said that, looked at me as if I was about to go, Rosie, why didn't you say so?
Other people might know her. You might know the next person.
Go on.
Olivia Wayne. No?
No.
She's a presenter on Sky Sports morning show, Good Morning Sports Fans.
Okay, did not know that. Right.
So she'll be in it.
Okay.
And also, Alex Bourne, who is the ex-husband of Rachel
Jason
Stevens
Bourne.
From S Club 7.
Okay.
So he'll be in it as well.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, a few connections.
So it'll be the same vein, you know, the property, unbelievable, oh my God, can't believe it. But then the drama on the outside of it all as well.
Sounds
and the,
good.
How they compete together and everything.
Definitely sounds like something you and my wife Tracy will be
so
watching.
Into it.
Yeah.
That's up on Netflix on Wednesday.
Okay.
And then my last thing I'm going to give you is something that might keep the kids... Actually, this is double-sided, right?
Yeah.
It might keep the kids entertained for a little while this evening while you, you know, get things sorted around the house or just have a cup of tea to yourself. It'll take a little bit of Mary make and do before
beforehand.
You get them out.
Okay.
So get yourself, whether it's a cereal box or a cardboard box or whatever, cut a circle for each child. Draw in the middle the face of a lion.
Right.
Right? And then just poke holes, even just with a pen, all the way around... to the edge of the circle.
Okay.
So from the lion's face to the edge of the circle. So you're poking holes where the mane would be, right?
Yes.
And then you give one to each kid, send them outside and tell them to pick the dandelions and put them through the holes.
Oh,
and then
God.
You're making a big mane
That's
for the
genius.
Kid. How genius is that?
That is proper
and
genius.
So it's double-sided because you're getting rid of the dandelions out of your garden.
That is seriously so good.
Yeah.
And it would look really cool actually because they're
I'll show
so
you a picture,
big.
Look.
Oh my God, they actually are so cool.
They're fab.
So gold dandelions all of a sudden are gone. In, they're the mane of the line. That looks really good. That is a clever way to do
it. Keep them occupied. Or you could go and help them make one for yourself.
Whatever you want to do. The choice is yours. There's a hack for you from Maria with a scene in your screen.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.